40 years of BIF. You know, I prefer to think about these last 40 years as perhaps the beef cattle industry's most intense think tank session that there ever was. In preparation for this meeting, I went back and reread the 25-year BIF history, Ideas into Action. And if you have a copy, I encourage you to go back and reread it. If you don't have a copy, I'd encourage you to get one, because it really sets the tone for where the organization is today. I'd like to comment on some of the numbers that we were exposed to earlier through our audience participation. We saw earlier this morning that two-thirds of the crowd here today have been at five or less BIF conventions. So I think it's only appropriate that we go back and reflect on where we've been for 40 years. Particularly of interest was that only 9% of our attendees here are commercial producers, and that was further reflected in some of the numbers that we just went through here. But the point is, we're singing to the choir. We're missing an opportunity. And I don't mean the opportunity that we can tell them what we're all about. We're missing the opportunity to listen to them. So what a fabulous opportunity for interchange if we can just get our commercial clientele to get to this meeting where we can share interaction. Brian McCullough brought up the concept of returning to the concept of producer networking. There's many, many examples out there. And it's good for me to see Kit and Deanna Farrow here from Farrow Cattle Company as one of this industry's premier examples of producer networking. You know, last October at the mid-year board meeting, we kicked around a lot of these different concepts and came up with a notion that perhaps as recognition of BIF's 40-year history, we need to create some excitement again, and that's already been alluded to by a number of our previous speakers. And we wanted to develop a session here this morning that would maybe return to what the early BIF committee meetings were, characterized in some cases by knock down, drag out, park your guns and knives at the door controversy. So the program committees came to me and said, "Bowles, put this thing together." I guess they assumed that I'd do about anything. But I consulted with some other people, and we came up with four speakers that are going to share their thoughts with you this morning. And I challenged them to present 5 to 7 minutes. That in and of itself might be the biggest challenge, to reduce it to 5 minutes. But to respond to the question, not as it appears in your Brown program. Your program reads, does the CSUC industry need to focus on the needs of the commercial cow-calf industry? Well, if we were to poll the audience here today, obviously we'd get 100% yes. What I challenged these four speakers to respond to was, does the seed stock industry focus on the needs of the commercial cow-calf industry? We've got four speakers. I'll give minimal introductions because most of us know them. Mark Gardner from Gardner and Angus Ranch, Ashland, Kansas, will be a first speaker. Perhaps this country's premier example of the application of BIF principle. When I was in grad school at Kansas State in the early 80s, Mark was an undergraduate student. He used to come into the grad office, and we'd sit down and solve all the problems of the industry, and, of course, there's been some new ones since then. Of course, Gardner Angus is one of the founding members of U.S. Premium Beef, this nation's largest producer-owned beef company, and a majority owner in National Beef Packing with plants in Liberal and Dodge City. After that, we'll have Mike Kasten, who's a commercial Angus producer from Millersville, Missouri, which is just outside Cape Girardeau in southeast corner of Missouri. Mike is a third-generation Polled Hereford breeder. In 1974, they moved to their current location, and for 33 years, they've been performance testing. Mike has experience in a lot of different biological types, experience with Simmentals, Gelbys, Solaire, and even Normandies. They started breeding using exclusively Angus bulls in 1979 with heavy usage of Seidensticker genetics. In 1988, they started to retain ownership of their cattle and have collected carcass data ever since. He works with 9 other breeders in alliance formation, wherein he provides genetic inputs, record keeping, marketing, and reproductive management, amongst other things, Mike. Our third speaker this morning will be Steve Radakovich from Earlham, Iowa. He and his wife, Penny, own and operate Radakovich Cattle Company. Steve's an Iowa State graduate, participated in the livestock judging team there. He went on to graduate school, studied with Jim Brink at Colorado State. Steve spent a few summers at Upstream Herefords in Nebraska, and there laid his foundation for his interest in Hereford cattle. And he bred Herefords up through about 85, and in 1986 he started his composite program with the introduction of Barzona blood on top of those Herefords. Since then, he's developed what's known as red and black adapters by breeding those Barzona Hereford cross cattle to red and black Angus bulls. He also started breeding Angus cattle in 1978 with a focus on maternal function and convenience traits. Steve is one of our many BIF presidents, having held that office in 1983. Steve's renowned as an international speaker, having spoke to beef cattle organizations in New Zealand, South Africa, Zimbabwe, and many other countries, too numerous to mention. To wrap up our panel discussion this morning, we have Chip Ramsey. Chip's from corn soybean operation in Indiana. He's a BYU undergraduate. He did some graduate work with Bill Meese when Bill was at Texas A&M University. Chip worked with the Deseret Retained Ownership Program in Oklahoma for a few years before he moved to a small, relatively insignificant commercial cow-calf operation in Florida known as the Deseret Cattle and Citrus. Was there for about 8 years, and in 2006, he moved to the Rex Ranch in Ashby, Nebraska. You have previously had an opportunity to hear from Burke Tigert and John Young from the Deseret entity, and you'll hear perhaps the same slant or maybe something different from Chip Ramsey. So with that, we're going to call up our first speaker, and we'll bring all four up here after all four have had a chance to give us 5 to 7 minutes of their spiel. Start with Mark Gardner.
Well, good morning.